all new ones, at least a couple, in fact, and stuff from my newer albums, plus that's probably enough.
Yeah, that's enough to keep going. Yeah, you'll be up to about midnight at that stage. And tickets are available for Carlos Matthews at the National Concert Hall. You could just check out the website, nch.ie. And Carlos, you're very kindly going to sing us another song before you leave us.
I'll just sing a little bit. This is more in the more normal key, I hope.
Last one. Don't worry about the key. Sounds good to us.
Now, you know, when I play this, this is the one that you can hear Dylan in a lot, I think, anyway.
All right, okay.
It's one of my favourites. I won't sing it all. If you want to hear the rest and if you like it, then please pop down and say hello. There's a lot of talk in between songs as well, usually in a show.
Okay. This is a taster.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, my mind being bent on rambling to island I did fly, I stepped on board a vision and followed with a will till next I came to anchor at the cross near Spencer Hill. Delighted by the novelty, enchanted by the scene, where in my early boyhood, where often I had been, I thought I heard a murmur, I think I hear it still. It's the little stream of water that flows down Spancel Hill to amuse a passing fancy. I lay down on the ground, and all my school companions, they shortly gathered round. When we were home returning, we danced with bright goodwill to Martin Monaghan's music at the cross at Spancel Hill.
That's fantastic. Carlos, thank you very much for that, and good luck tomorrow night and with your future endeavours.
Take good care. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I Know Where I'm Going and the Elvis classic Love Me Tender. It's a beautiful rendition, so I hope you'll enjoy. Carlos Matthews, ladies and gentlemen.
Love me too. for my darling, I love you, and I always will.
That's lovely. Thank you.
Studio and everybody watching at home, it was gorgeous. And guest in studio that I'm really looking forward to chatting to and hearing singing as well. She was on the Late Late last night performing, and I think she just charmed the audience in studio and everybody watching at home. It was gorgeous. It is the one and only Caris Matthews, formerly, of course, of Catatonia fame. She's with us now ahead of her gig tonight in the National Concert Hall, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. I love your name. I love the name Shillelagh as well, so you could have Shillelagh Shenanigans with Sue. What's your surname?
Shoiga.
Shoiga. Shillelagh yeah. Shenanigans with Sue Shoiga. There we go.
With Sue Shoiga.
Sue Shoiga.
I love it.
A bit early for that, isn't it?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me on the show.
I'm delighted that you're in.
Yeah, we flew in yesterday and I absolutely love Dublin. So I've already had 12 oysters and a lobster from Donegal.
Not
and
this morning.
No, that was yesterday as soon as we got in.
Where'd you have them?
Foley's.
Lovely.
It was fantastic, because that's the thing, you've got the best sort of pubs here and the best food, so they both go well together.
And you managed to fit in an appearance on the Late Late as well.
Yeah, because I wasn't on until about 11, so they went in, sound checked, and then I was free to roam the city for a few hours, and they trusted me, you know, because sometimes on these shows, they think, you can't leave the studio, you know, but they left me.
Brilliant.
So, that's good. I love Dublin.
Do you? You're in Dublin quite a lot. You're in Ireland a lot, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I came here in 2006 and did the wettest tour I've ever done. We literally arrived and we did a two-week tour, and the rain was just purely horizontal.
Yeah.
I mean, you just couldn't get dry. And like in every city we arrived in, Limerick, we went up to Galway, and in every city we got to Dublin, the Liffey was on the same height as the pavements. You know, the rivers were so swollen. And I had American musicians with me, and they were like, oh my God, are we, you know, is this like a floating island? You know what I mean? Are we going to sink? And it was just amazing. That's how I remember it. But I was here in June as well. We did the summer wreath, the WB8s there. So I did some talking about that young man in the National Library of Ireland. So.
And you're a huge fan of Yeats, isn't that right?
Yeah, I am. I just love poetry. Mm. I love words and I love music and melody, and you can find that in poetry as well as music. So they kind of go together, I think.
Yeah, you were just before, just for listeners, during the ad break, Caris just came in.
I sing in Gaelic.
And it was gorgeous. A song I learned at school.
Sing it, Siobhan.
When are you?
You sing it, though.
No, hello.
I can't sing Irish.
No, you sing it.
I'll start if you sing.
I more know the air.
Anyway,
nobody wants to hear me sing.
Back,
they want to hear you.
Yes, no, it was gorgeous. I got little chords.
How do you, like, a Welsh woman learn these Irish songs? Like, how did that come about?
Well, I learnt guitar and I was trying to songwrite when I was a child, you know, pretty much around the age of 9. And the stuff that was out at that point was the 80s, you know, so you had your Spandau Ballet or ABC or Wham and things. I didn't like the sound of those records so much. And I also couldn't really replicate the sound of the Rolling Stones in my bedroom. So what I would do was collect old books. So I collected books from, you know, spirituals from America, stuff from Louisiana, stuff from France, Spain, Catalan.
Yeah.
And then somebody gave me an Irish book of song. And that pretty much became my Bible. I mean, some of the best songs ever. And I was a huge fan of Dylan. And now he's one who's, you know, stolen so many ideas from the Irish songbook.
Yeah.
And it kind of totally made sense to me, and still does. So it's all coming out now, you know. I never used to sort of sing them in public, you know.
So you must really be relishing this then, you know, doing this kind of material, if it's so close to your heart, in that obviously we all know you from the Catatonia days,
yeah.
You know, a big commercial success, but
yeah.
Is this more rewarding?
Well, it is. It sort of feels good, and I don't know why I haven't done it before. Mm. I suppose when I was in the band, the boys, they were more like from the Cure side of things, and the Clash, you know, very sort of rock, indie sort of background. So they'd kind of hush my sort of roots tendencies, you know, think, oh, you know, you're finger in your ear, skipping, skipping, fally, lally, laddy, hidey, ho kind of thing, you know. But I never was into that. I just like, I like roots songs. I like, you know, blues, black music, black folk music, blues music. I like the history in the songs, you know. I just like the rawness of it.
But even listening to you last night when you sang Love Me Tender, I mean... I mean, how look, it's Elvis Presley, the king, obviously, how do you beat that? But you actually, for me, watching you at home on my couch, you told the story of the song, and I really felt it. And, you know, you're a very soulful singer. You really you really put that kind of emotion into it. So is that what really means a lot to you?
It's the stories, because it's a good song or a song can transport you from your humdrum, you know, situation, and it makes life special, you know, and that's what I find in songs and music and whatever. But I sang that Love Me Tender because I sang it for Tom Jones, because, you know, Elvis was a huge fan of Tom's voice, and they became friends. So he was last week awarded the MITS Award. There's the Music Industry Awards.
That's
For Lifetime Achievement last week. So got up and sang that song, Love Me Tender. And also a version of, you know, the... he's the kind you'd never know. He's the kind you'd like to flaunt and take to dinner.
Oh, brilliant! Yeah,
you know, he's a lady. Whoa! So I sang that song, but as in, he's a real man. Yeah, you know, it's for fun. You know, so that was cool as well. I just love songs, man. There's so many songs. We're in 2010. You know, you can plunder from songs that have been collected since the 1800s. You know.
Yeah. So how do you kind of condense it down then when you're putting your set list together for a gig? Like tonight, you're going to be in the National Concert Hall.
Yeah.
What can people expect? Like, how do you go about bringing it together?
Oh, it's a bit tough because it's 20 years, you know. I've been in a rock band, I've sung folk stuff, I've sung like jazz stuff, Baby It's Cold Outside, you know, love singing spirituals, hymns, all the rest of it. But we've got timpani players tonight, you know, big huge percussion orchestra percussions. We've got string players come in, so I'm going to be doing stuff from my newer album Don't Look Down, which had the Arlington Way song that was on the radio a lot at home. And there's a big orchestral pieces, so we're doing that intermingled with stuff from Castonia. I'll throw in a couple of poems, I don't know, see how it feels. But also I'm going to start it off quietly with the roots music, and a couple of Welsh ones, a couple of Irish ones, and then build up to the big timpanis at the end. Well, that's the plan.
That sounds amazing.
That's the plan.
And then things could change depending on the night and how the audience are and what the feel is. Look, we're going to talk to you some more.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about your album that you brought in as well. But we just want to... There's loads of text coming in and people really want to hear you sing as well, of course. So would you mind singing something for us, and we'll chat some more after?
I'll just sing this one because this is one of the very first Irish ones I learnt, and it's not very well known. It's from the north. I know where I'm going, and I know who's going with me. I know who I love, but the deer knows who I'll marry. Some say he is bold, some say he is bonny, but the fairest of them all is my handsome winsome Johnny. Now I have satin and silk, boots of fine green to bind my hair, and a ring for every finger, and feather beds are soft, painted rooms are bonny, but I would leave them all to go with my love Johnny. I know where I'm going, and I know who's going with me. I know who I love, but the priest knows who I marry.
Thank you. Gorgeous. Will you be performing that tonight?
I think I might do that one, but I'm never sure until after the sound check, you know, and the set list, and it all changes because there's going to be, well, usually there's a lot of talk, you know, and I don't know where that all comes out from, so hopefully it'll come out tonight somehow.
Jim was in touch. He said, "Hi Sheila, I love her. I could listen to her speak and sing all day long." Somebody else said, "I'm obsessed with Karis and when she was in Catatonia. What a voice, so sexy." And tell Karis she's welcome in Pat Malloy's anytime for a pint and a tune if she ever makes it out west to Mayo. And that comes
Pat
in from
Malloy.
Hoss.
Hello.
Matt Malloy's.
Matt Malloy.
It's a great pub in Westport.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, will you stay with us? We're just going to take a quick break and we'll more chatting right after. Sorry, Karis just taking her jacket off. Getting comfy in the studio, I'm glad. I'd love if you stayed here actually till 2. It would be brilliant. That was the first ever Irish song I learned when I was learning English in 1995. It comes in from somebody who heard us. Well, you really, me badly singing along with
the
Fitawatha. And love having Karis back, looking and sounding beautiful. Sheila, you both should consider a duet from Sharon in Dundalk.
Thank you, Sharon.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. We were talking there about Irish words and just during the break, Irish words and meanings and all the rest.
Because I like the word shillelagh.
And then I
asked Sheila, what's a loaded shillelagh?
Shillelagh? I didn't know.
And a loaded shillelagh, by all accounts, is when you've hollowed out the top of your walking stick and filled it full of lead or some equally heavy sort of material so you can bonk people on the head with it. And this might be a Karis truism. In other words, it's questionable.
Right.
If anyone out there is listening that knows the real answer, or if I'm wrong, get in touch.
103106, brilliant. And this, one of your albums, it's called Chid, which we were talking about. It's the Irish word for country, but in Welsh it means...
It can mean country, but it means earth
land.
As well.
Yeah.
The land, actual soil as well, tír.
Yeah, so we would have so Chid, brilliant.
And then that brought us on to Turlough as well, which is another of my favourite words, because in that tour I was talking about, we were on tour with a fella from Limerick called Maurice.
Yeah.
And he would be telling us, teaching us Irish words and things, and one of them was Turlough, being winter lakes. So the idea of these lakes that appear over winter and then are not there in the summer was fascinating to me.
So you're fascinated not just with music but with language as well.
Oh yeah.
The power of words.
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah.
But this album, what are these like old Welsh songs that people would learn?
Oh yeah, some of these songs, you know, they don't know how old they are. They've been in sort of in the Welsh vernacular for hundreds of years. And some, there's a song like a love song where the message of love is sent by a blackbird, for instance. Now that was collected. That's called Eidir Derendi. So Eidir Derendi to my dearest love, and it goes on like that. But that's that was collected in the 1940s in Carmarthenshire, but it's way older than that, you know. So I just thought I'd collect the songs together, put a bit of their history, who collected them, why they were collected, what they're about.
And the photos in it are gorgeous as well.
Yeah, there's a lot. My dad's a bit of a hoarder, and he's been collecting old photos for years, so I stole his collection and I published them.
It's almost like kind of it's like your family tree as well. You know, you're able
it
to
is
kind
a
of
bit, yeah,
because there's pictures to your family,
of
yeah.
people around the West Wales area. You know, where
That's
the
gorgeous.
Ferry goes to Fishguard. Yeah, there's a lot of people from the Fishguard area doing quarry workers, farm workers. You know, people working harvesting there on the front cover from the. You know, changes of the late 1800s, and that's it, really.
A lot of people want to know how they can get tickets or what time that you're on air, on stage.
8 o'clock is
8
when
o'clock.
The concert kicks off, and I think you can just call up the National Concert Hall, I think, or go online for tickets. In fact, Sinead's behind me and she'll probably know, but
great.
It's tonight at 8 o'clock.
Tonight in the National Concert. Okay,
yeah.
Richard and Leash got in touch saying, Cat Tony's International Velvet got me and my flatmates through my exams
really?
In college. We always put it on when the exams loomed.
That was a loop. That song started off with a loop from a really bad old folk vinyl record that stuck. The needle stuck. So that's what I was trying to, you know, imitate it. But ding, 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 because it's harp, you know. Anyway.
Brilliant. Love it. Okay, we are approaching 1 o'clock, but we'd love to hear you sing again. Would that be okay?
I'd love to.
Okay, well, look, thank you so much for coming in. And we will be coming to the news at 1. Keep the text coming in to 53106. Thank you so much, Karis Matthews.
Last night, as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, my mind being bent on rambling to Ireland, I did fly.
I stepped on board a vision and followed with a will, till next I came to anchor at the cross near Spansel Hill. Delighted by the novelty, enchanted with the scene, where in my early boyhood, where often I had been, I thought I heard a murmur, I think I hear it still. It's the little stream of water that flows down Spansel Hill. And I paid a flying visit to my first and only love. She is fair as any lily and gentle as a dove. She threw her arms around me crying, Johnny, I love you still. She was a farmer's daughter, the pride of Spansel Hill. And I dreamt, I hugged and kissed her, as in the days of yore. She said, Johnny, you're only joking, as many a time before. The cock crew in the morning, he crew both loud and shrill. And I woke in California, many miles from Spansel Hill.
Glamorous.
It's amazing what a bit of mist will
but
do.
But you know what, I think back in the 90s there was a lot of hair hanging in your face and we didn't get to see. It's just, you look amazing, so you do.
Ruth, I'll come here again, thank you very much. It's the oysters and the Dublin Guinness, I think.
Yes, no, I've been following you a little bit on Twitter. You've been enjoying Dublin, I think, in the last 24 hours.
I love it. It doesn't matter how hard I come here to work, I just have a good time here, you know. So every time I come to Ireland, in fact, I can't count it as one of my favourite places. So,
well, we have a sort of a legacy. I mean, Ireland, Wales, we're so close.
County cousins, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. And like, my family are from Pembrokeshire, so the Fishguard Ferry, Fishguard Rosslare, you know, so it doesn't feel... I can actually see Ireland from the back of the house, you know, on a clear, clear day.
Really?
It's 50 miles across the water, so I kind of wave. Nobody waves back.
I went on my holidays to Pembroke once, actually. I went to Tenby, which was...
Did you?
I think it was like a kind of a Butlins there of some sort.
Tenby's the most popular kind of place, you know, that's the donkeys on... Well, it used to be the donkeys on the beaches.
The Disney of Wales.
If you can have a Disney in Pembrokeshire, it would be Tenby. Because when you talk about Pembrokeshire, it is quite remote, so not that many people still go there.
You wouldn't have come to Ireland on your summer holidays as a kid,
right? I would not have, no, probably not. I have a friend in Luton, and he's an Irish, old Irish guy, and his son runs a pub in Luton, and it's an Irish, stroke half Irish, half Scottish, because his mum's Scottish. This is going to be a long story, but anyway, I said, oh, this is a great pint of Guinness. And I said to the dad, is this the best pint of Guinness you can get in Luton? And the dad said, probably not. And every time anyone says it, anyway, that's it.
And that's
your accent is amazing. Do you know what I loved about you in the 90s? Is you could always hear your accent in your singing, which just, I thought was amazing.
The oars are being rolled as you sang. It like,
well,
you know?
It was really to get the notes out, I think, because I mean, it's pretty. I listened to it recently, I heard it on the radio, and I'm like, oh my, that's pretty extreme. Rolling R's, R rolling.
Do you still sing those songs that you're playing tonight in the National Concert Hall?
Yeah, we're playing tonight. Well, you know, I took a break. I left the band in about 2000, 2001, mm-hmm. and I just wanted a complete break, you know, because as much as some of the songs were really, you know, quite Road Rage and Mulder and Scully, you could say they weren't kind of novelty if you didn't know the rest of our material, but a lot of the material is quite heavy stuff, especially the last album, Paper, Scissors, Stones. I mean, it was pretty heavy, and so you get tired, you know, emotionally. You know, I sound like a bit of an artist now. Hello, darling.
Oh, yes.
No, I wanted a break, and so I did, and I went to live in the mountains in Tennessee. And I did loads of road trips around Mississippi and Alabama and Arkansas and Louisiana and all these places. Just, and I never sang any Catatonia songs. I think it was for about 7 years. And But I was still doing my own little things, still singing, still writing songs and playing guitar a lot. And then there came a point where I was on tour and I did Road Rage. And that was quite funny. It was, I think it could have been somewhere in North England, and they were shouting on the Saturday night, Road Rage, Road Rage. And it was like, oh, really? Do I have to? So I was in a good mood. It was the last day of the tour and I played a really bad version of it.
And how did they like it?
Well, they were drunk. It was a Saturday night doing it.
And does it bug you then if, let's say, the Catatonia stuff might get a bigger cheer?
No. I mean, I'm, you know, they were good to me, you know, that those years. You know, I've been able to do music on the back of it since then, and I'm fond of them, so not at all.
Kerry, do you play Road Rage acoustically?
Not today, no.
Okay.
No.
I just thought I'd stick it in there and see how far I got.
Probably not.
Did you know, actually, Paddy McKenna is renowned for rolling his R's.
Are you, Paddy?
I can't even help myself.
I've got a guitar here. And I know that Paddy plays a Martin, so I could very well give you my Martin and put you under the spotlight.
What
do you
Kerry's,
play, Roderick?
You and your beautiful Welsh brogue, that's
no,
what I
come on, I
want
to hear it in Irish. How would it go in Irish?
Well, what's Road Rage in Irish?
It's got a capo on it, though, capo.
Okay, well if you play the chords, I'll sing.
I'm not playing Road Rage. The chord has got a million chords in it.
What's the chords?
I think it starts B minor and it goes up to D7 plus minus major.
I couldn't even play that. I can't play B minor on a guitar. I can only play the simple chords.
I have to say I love the song, but I've never played it before. Kerry's, help me out here. Is that it? Or will we, is this kid, this is in, this could go.
Oh, don't wreck her tuning. She's singing later. God,
that's how it. If all you got to do. Shut. You do know it, don't you? Come here.
Oh no, it's you.
Am I getting PRS for this? Am I getting paid? I'll invoice.
Always.
But do you know that song is?
We should have rehearsed this, really, Kerry, shouldn't we? It would have been brilliant.
Should we rehearse it later? I've got some more sounds because that's quite old now for me.
Well, Kerry, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a tune, but right after that, we're going to hear Kerry Matthews play. Are you going to play the Galway Shawl? Is that what you're going to play for us here today?
I will. Yeah.
Okay. Looking forward to it. All right, let's take a tune, and we're back with Kerry right after this.
Sing in studio next.
You back this guitar because I know that growing up you played a lot of get back on mic here. You played a lot of learned and played a lot of Irish songs, all right?
Yeah.
And well, I know that you have a book there in front of you.
What's the book?
The book is the only book you need if you're starting out. It's the Sudlam's collection of Irish songs.
The Irish ballad book. I love
and,
it.
You know, I've been with a lot of players recently. Irish, the High Kings.
Oh, yeah, I climbed Kilimanjaro recently with one of the High Kings.
Did you?
Yeah, Darren, the guy on the accordion.
Yeah. Well, they came. I've also got a BBC music radio show as well, and they came on the radio show and absolutely blew the producers away. And I was like, this is proper craftsmanship here, singing the songs, you know. But anyway, I like to know all the songs, so we saw them in the Gaiety 2 years ago, and just to hear the songs live instead of my versions of the songs from this book, you know, was just astounding, makes you feel amazing.
Well, I heard a tiny bit of the sound check as I walked into the studio of Kara singing. Which song is it you were...
Well, the Galway Shawl, because you see, I play the odd Irish tune at the moment.
Okay.
I also play the odd Welsh one. I sometimes play American spirituals and I dot them around and, you know, along with the newer stuff that I've written.
All right, Weekenders on 2FM. We are very delighted to be joined by Kerry Matthews in studio, and she is currently warming up. Kerry, you want to give us a song?
Do you want me to do it now?
Please,
yes,
we'd
please.
Love to hear it. This is the goal. What's this one, Kerry?
Well, you know this one. I feel terrible. You see, I never admitted to anybody that I sang all these Irish songs. And
You're in Ireland now. It's okay.
Well,
that's
not the worst place to do it, isn't it?
No,
you all know the songs, you know.
What
is this pretender doing? But I came in June to do a talk on WBH, you see. They invited me to the National Library. And I brought this book with me, and it was just brilliant. That's a bit of buzzing going on, if you can hear that. That's my Twitter.
She's all over Twitter.
Twitter fanatic.
Anyway, I'll do this one today.
Okay.
No, I do enjoy it. You learn the news faster on Twitter.
In Oranmore, in the County Galway, one pleasant evening in the month of May, I spied a damsel. She was young and handsome, her beauty fairly took my breath away. She wore no jewels,
costly diamonds, nor paint, nor powder, nor none at all. She wore a bonnet, and around her shoulder, and around her shoulder, was the Galway Shore. See now, I messed that up.
Oh, whoa. That is spectacular.
God. No, well, you see.
Best mess
Paddy,
up ever,
Paddy,
Keris.
Paddy, you messed around with my key. It was the wrong key for me.
It was not.
Yes, it
that was.
That was
Keris
4.
It doesn't matter. But
was...
usually what I do is take that song and then I put in a... Do you remember Strange Glue?
Yes.
The Catatonia song. And that is an... There's a bit of a... an amalgamation of a traditional song and then a bit of Catatonia, and then I end with Galway Shawl again. So.
I can tell you, that was so gorgeous. There's probably a tear or two been shed around Ireland.
Not it's what a bad version.
No, in the best possible way.
No,
the best possible
I
way.
Love the Irish songs.
So,
I love them.
National Concert Hall tonight.
Yeah.
Will you be wearing similar can I tell you, she's sparkling like a good thing today. Sparkling t-shirt. Elbow patches that are really sexy. Paddy, you would. Paddy's a.
I'm impressed with the elbow patches.
For that kind of thing, so very impressive.
I've got a sparkling skirt tonight.
Excellent.
The trouble with sparkles, if you're not careful, if you walk in day wear, it's not so good. Usually you leave sparkles everywhere. And
can be nice. You're like a modern day Hansel and Gretel, leaving a trail of sparkles behind
By
you.
The night time, you've got like. Patches, bald patches, it's not so cool.
Well, that's for another conversation.
Yeah.
Keris, the next time you come back, I'm going to have all the chords to Road Rage down, and me and you are going to do it together, okay?
All right, then. And there's a new CD there.
Oh, yes, indeed, yes. Yeah. We mentioned that,
there's too. There's Arlington Way on that, which you could learn that as well. And
okay.
Maybe,
that sounds like a challenge.
Is Arlington Way is the single off the album?
It is, yeah. And
very
it's
good.
A big rocker like Road Rages as well. It's quite, if you're a singer, that's another hard one.
Okay, awesome. And the album is called Don't Look Down, and it's in all good record stores.
Yeah, or online.
Some of the dodgy
just go
ones
online
too.
And find
oh
out.
Yeah, Keris Matthews.
You know, it's quite sad now. All the record shops are shutting, aren't they? So you can go online now.
KerisMatthews.co.uk or .com?
.co.
.co.uk.
All right, well, listen, Keris, before you go, I just want to thank you so much for coming in. And again, Keris Matthews is playing the National Concert Hall tonight. And
Paddy's not coming. Or are you? Are you going to be playing with me?
Invite me up on stage for Road Rage. I love that.
Gauntlet. All right, that's the sound of the gauntlet been thrown down. Keris, it was lovely to have you in the studio. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I really love being here.
Okay, this one's from the Catatonia Days, Mulder and Scully.